You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're joined by Mr. Kevin Murphy, a former Wall Street Managing Director, high school and collegiate wrestling champion, community activist, speaker, coach, and author of the book, The Three Rooms. After 33 years at Citigroup in the field of sales, marketing, and option trading, and becoming an industry luminary in the options field, Kevin felt called to step away from the corporate world in order to bring forth a book that would draw attention to a concept that became very clear to him during quiet periods of reflection and meditation. He started applying these concepts while dealing with people in business, the youngsters he coached in wrestling, and in his own personal experiences, including how it could impact those being pulled into the opioid and drug epidemic. The premise behind The Three Rooms is simple but profound. It explains that our experience of life is not based on what we have or what we do, but rather it is based on what we think, and our thoughts can only be in one of the three places: the past room, the future room, or the present room. And whichever room your thoughts are in determines your experience of life in that moment. Kevin explains how observing which room your thoughts are in can change your experience of life. The Three Rooms invite you to start the process of better monitoring your thoughts while providing you the keys to transform your life by doing so. And as Kevin notes, those thoughts merely affect our health, our wealth, and our relationship. So true, and looking forward to hearing more on this. And Mr. Murphy, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. So let's start with the most basic question. Why this book and why now?
Well, you know, you can look all around and find lots of information on how to live a consciousness-minded lifestyle, and you know, we keep hearing about things like mindfulness and living in the present and being in the now. And it all centers around this conscious awareness of our thoughts. So, you know, most people understand how important it is to monitor our thoughts. And the problem is that most of us just don't do a very good job at it. So the purpose of The Three Rooms is to really to help people better monitor it and make it a little bit more fun.
And what is the main message or takeaway that you would like your readers to get from the book?
I think the real main message is that we do have control over how we feel. Yeah, and it all depends on whether we let what we see and hear in the physical world determine how we feel inside, or whether we let how we feel inside determine what we see and hear. And so the key is to be aware of our thoughts, and in order to be aware of them, we need to observe them. And it is that act of observation that separates our awareness from our thoughts. And that awareness is that consciousness, or that divine consciousness that all the mystics have always talked about. And that part of us that is aware of our thoughts is consciousness. And it's really this, you know, universal intelligence that we all have access to, and we just need to connect with it more.
We certainly do. Good point there. Now, this kind of book doesn't seem to fit with your background, 33 years in the corporate world. How did you end up writing a book on thoughts and consciousness?
Well, as you mentioned, I spent 33 years with one firm, but it was really six different firms that were merged together. And through each of the mergers, you know, you learn a lot about yourself, you know, as well as other people's behaviors, you know, and especially during times of adversity. You know, and we've all had to deal with adversity in our lives, you know, whether it's at work or at home. You know, I was certainly no different. And, you know, I kept looking, you know, within, you know, for answers. And I kept kind of going on this, you know, spiritual, you know, journey for a long time. But I wasn't expecting to write a book. And I just started getting the premonition, you know, about a book and wasn't sure what it was going to be until I started getting the image of these three doors that, you know, one was labeled the past and one was labeled the present and one was labeled the future. And eventually the concept of the three doors turned into the concept of the three rooms because I kept describing the place where our thoughts go, you know, behind the doors. And, you know, what was interesting is that, you know, I wrote down 10 chapters initially, and then over the next 3 years, you know, I kept filling in all the different chapters, you know, just from things that, you know, I would, you know, would write down. It might, sometimes it was ideas that came from movies or songs, and other times it was just from life experiences, just plugging in different places, you know, in the chapter. And I kept writing on the train to work or the subways, and eventually all the chapters were filled in, and then I realized, you know, it was time to publish the book.
Yeah, quite interesting how that all came together. Now, how did you come up with the metaphor of the three rooms? Get into some of those details.
Well, I think it's you know, that concept of you know, of the doors and turning into the, you know, rooms, you know, eventually, you know, let me place them from, you know, past all your thoughts in the past, present, and future. But I also think I was always curious, you know, maybe subconsciously, why some people who didn't have much always appeared so happy, and why other people who appeared to have so, people who appeared to have everything just seemed so, you know, miserable or unhappy. And, you know, ultimately, you know, we all know that, you know, it's not, you know, what we have, our possessions, that you know, determine, you know, our joy in life. And so I think that concept of, you know, it's really our experience of life is based on, you know, what we think rather than what we have. And then putting this in three different places makes it so simple, because it's easy to say, let's monitor your thoughts, but we have something between 60 to 70,000 thoughts a day. And just saying monitor your thoughts, you know, is a real daunting challenge. And so putting them into three different buckets makes it a lot easier. And with each one of those buckets having emotions that are, you know, that are linked to those thoughts, it's really about monitoring your emotions and knowing how you feel. And so in each room, if your thoughts are constantly in the past and you're thinking about what someone has done to you, and, you know, you're angry about it, or you're bitter, you're guilty about something, you feel guilty about something you've done, you know, in the past, you know, your thoughts are, you know, constantly in the past room. You know, we look to the future, and, you know, we worry about things that are going to happen in the future, and those corresponding negative emotions, you know, we can really get addicted to. And so being aware of how we feel and the negative emotions can keep being that reminder, you know, to come back into the present room. You know, and this happens in business, you know, all the time. I mean, you can start to apply these principles not just in everyday life, but, you know, in business as well.
Very simple, but very powerful. Now, there is a lot of material available today that highlights the power of our thoughts. How is this book any different than the books that are out there on the topic?
I think it's just, it makes it easier, and it makes it, you know, more simple to, you know, identify where your thoughts are. And, you know, and that's the key, because, like I said, so many people understand that it's important to monitor them, but we just don't do a very good job. You know, and I think, when you look at it, let's say even applying it, you know, into a business perspective, you know, I went through a lot of different mergers, you know, in my career, and I've seen things happen firsthand. I've seen things happen when, you know, someone, you know, let's just say you're told that your company gets bought out, and you're told you're no longer going to be managing people in your department, but you're able to keep your job and, you know, and be a valued member of that department, and that happens, and there can be three different scenarios from a three rooms perspective. I mean, one person, one manager, you know, doesn't take it very well. No, he keeps thinking back at all the things that he's accomplished and constantly, you know, looking at all the things that, you know, the new manager has done in the past. And let's say, you know, you're convinced that you've done a better job. You know, and over time, your anger and resentment continues to build, you know, and you start to share that with other people in the department. You know, look what he's doing. You know, we used to do such a better job than that. You know, I should be in that role. You know, that should be my job. You know, and then other people in the department that used to work for you start echoing those same sentiments. You know, and that's what it feels like when you view the situation from the past room. Now, let's just say the same scenario happens, and, you know, now you're worried that you're not going to be able to meet your new firm's expectations. You know, you're no longer the manager. You start feeling the stress and insecurity because you got your identity from being a manager. And that, you know, that's who you are, and it's being taken away from you. So you keep thinking things like, I can't believe they took my title away. Now no one's going to respect me anymore. You know, what if I try to find a new job and they no longer make me a supervisor? And soon you start to pass your fears and your insecurities onto other people in the department, and now other people who came over with you start to get nervous too. You know, and that's what it feels like when you view the situation from the future room and letting your emotions take over. But if you're told you're no longer, you know, going to be managing people, and you're coming from the perspective of the present room, you're saying, you know, that's fine. You know, just tell me where I sit and what you'd like me to do. You know, because you understand that you don't get your identity from your job title. You know who you are on the inside, and that if you were successful in the past, you know, you could be successful again in the future. You know, and you're grateful for that opportunity. So you end up, you know, helping your former staff get acclimated to the new job. You're sharing ideas with your new manager on, you know, how, you know, he can better integrate the department and become more efficient and productive than the department was previously. And that's what it feels like when you view the situation from the present room. And in all three examples, it was the thoughts and emotions of each manager and their perception of the situation that played a direct role in how things turned out for them. Because in the first two examples, you know, after 6 months, those managers are no longer working for the firm. Because when the new senior management is getting together and saying, hey, how things are going, well, you know, first scenario, well, this guy's, you know, he's really angry and bitter. I mean, he's not helping the department. Or in the second scenario, they're looking at the person, they're saying, yeah, you know, he's just not what we thought he was. He's not coming up with new ideas. He seems tentative. You know, he's not really contributing. And in the third scenario, they're saying, this guy's great. He's like, he's helping everybody. He's uplifting. He's positive. And all, you know, really good things can happen. And most important, you know, this isn't theory. You know, this is real life. And I've seen it happen firsthand over and over. Like, what you think and what you feel is what you project out. You know, and that's what other people get from you. You know, there's a great line from John C. Maxwell. He said, you know, people may hear your words, but they feel your attitude. And so we can influence what happens in our lives simply by our thoughts and emotions, and constantly being centered in the present room and not getting your identity from, you know, your job title is really crucial.
Today we're joined by Mr. Kevin Murphy, a former Wall Street managing director and author of The Three Rooms, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, if so many people know that they should live in the present or in the now, why do so many people seem to get stuck in the past or future rooms?
Well, it's all about letting everything we see and hear all during the day, you know, affect how we feel. Again, once again, starting with how we feel and who we are on the inside and letting that influence what we see and hear. So, you know, it starts from early in the morning, and we get up and we may feel, you know, pretty calm in the, you know, first thing in the morning, but, you know, then we start going out into the world. We're driving to work. Someone cuts us off. We spill our coffee on our lap. We get all angry, and now we go back and now we get to work and we see someone who, you know, got us upset the day before, and we still hold on to those, you know, those thoughts and those emotions, and we can get stuck in the past with those negative emotions, just as we can get stuck in the future with negative emotions from feelings of stress. And you know, from a scientific standpoint, we know that every thought releases a chemical, and it goes into the body and you know, into your hormonal system, and those feelings, let's say, of stress then go back to the, you know, brain. They send messages to think more thoughts like them, and we can just get stuck over and over. And it's all about not being aware of how you're feeling and what you're thinking. And so you can't change it. If you're constantly feeling stress, you're not going to be changing it if you're not aware that you're constantly feeling stress and it's because you're thinking about things that, you know, you're envisioning a worst case scenario in the future. But you know, business visionaries, they don't look to the future and worry about what's going to happen and think of worst case scenarios. They imagine what it is that they'd like to see in the future, and they picture it as if it's already happened. And that's the vision that they share with their companies. They say, this is what I see. This is what we can do. This is how we can change, you know, the landscape of this industry. And that's the vision that they give to, you know, to all their workers. And that's looking from that place, from that vision, looking backwards, allows you to attract all those things into your life to make it happen. Instead of looking into the future and worrying about what's going to happen, that's not creating your future. That keeps pushing everything away, because you're coming from a standpoint of feeling negative emotions and feeling worry and stress. So the three rooms can help someone from an individual perspective, just how they feel about themselves in everyday life, or it can help from a business perspective, the same principles.
Mr. Murphy really has been informative, and really appreciate your time today. In conclusion, how about when you get dragged into the past room, even though you don't want to go there, how do you prevent that from even happening?
Well, you know, we've all had that, and we can, you know, call it triggers, and but different people may, you know, come back and they may bring things up, say, you know, Eric, I want to talk to you. You know, remember what you said last week, and, you know, you really got me upset, and, you know, I'm still mad at you, and I don't know if, you know, I want to be doing this going forward with you. And you're trying to think, you know, what did I say? I mean, I don't really remember that. And so a lot of times people want to pull you into the past and, you know, remind and rehash different things that they had issues with and based on their perception of what happens, but it really has nothing to do with you. So we don't have to go there. When people want to pull us into the past or pull us into the future and constantly worrying about things, you know, we can just say, look, I don't really remember what happened, and I'm sorry if I offended you in any way, but where do we want to go from here? And you keep coming back, you know, into the present moment and with thoughts of, you know, how you can move forward from here. And we see it, like, say, in all walks of life and personal and business. People constantly want to drag us into the past, and we just don't have to go there.
Well, I think it's tremendous information, and I think it's awesome that you took the time to write this book and to even join us to share some of your thoughts that has been written in the book. If folks wanted to pick up the book or get further information online, where could they get those details?
Well, the Three Rooms is available on Amazon. You can just, you know, put in Kevin Murphy and the Three Rooms, or there's a lot of information on the website at thethreerooms.com, thereerooms.com.
Well, Mr. Murphy, all the best. Thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much, Eric. Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Kevin Murphy, a former Wall Street managing director and author of The Three Rooms, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. And for further details, visit thethreerooms.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.